Hey everyone, thank you for joining us on this incredible platform, Encounter. You know that it is here where we get revelation, impartation, and equipping. My name is Leon DePrio from Encounter Church, from Encounter Christian Church, Encounter Global. You will see that this word will lift you, will empower you, will equip you. So I want you to stay tuned. Before that, go visit www.encounterchurch.co.za for any resources to give via any platform for any video resources. Become a part of this family. Become a part of this network. I can't wait to be with you today. This message is going to be pure revelation. Stay tuned, and I can't wait to see you get into the message. God bless you.
How to be led by the Spirit. I thought that, listen, I'm gonna put this thing into demonstration firsthand. So I thought it that, listen, I'm not gonna prepare something. I'm gonna come in, and so everything that happens from this point forth is straight out of heaven. Led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, if you understand my personality, I thought that I would be freaking out, but I'm so calm. Because I am not in control. Amen. Tonight is your night. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, look at this face. Take a close look. Because tonight when I leave, I'm not going to look the same. Tonight you're about to encounter God. Listen, I literally only have my Bible. It's all that I need. My 15 caliber. I'm ready for this thing tonight. Amen. But before I get into it, I first would like to say that I greatly honor and respect the spiritual authority that is over this house. Both Pastor Leon and Pastor Esteli DePrio. I want to thank them for once again entrusting me to take the pulpit tonight. Listen, it is a very great honor and a privilege to preach from this pulpit. And it is something that I do not take lightly nor for granted, but that I place high value to. Amen. And I almost wanted to say the word that I've got prepared for you tonight. I've kind of got an idea what I do want to go with this though. So what I'm going to share with you tonight is not going to be long, but it's going to be powerful. And I need you guys to be open. Do I have spiritual people with me tonight? The carnal man is not going to understand what's happening here. You will think this is foolishness. Your spirit is the thing that understands spiritual things. Amen. Say alos parakletos. Say it again. Say alos parakletos. So what does this mean? The word alos. I'm enjoying myself. Are you guys with me tonight? Say alos parakletos. It means comforter. It means helper. It means mentor. It means the one that guides you. Amen. Now, before I can really get into this, I need to start at a basic. So for some, this might be basic, but for some, it might be new. Nonetheless, I need to start off with this. Amen. Understand that you are a body, and that you are a soul, and that you are a spirit. And that your spirit part is the part that connects with God. Not your body, not your soul. Your spirit part is the part that connects with God. Amen? This is where the Bible says that it's deep calling on to deep. The carnal man cannot understand the things of the spirits. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14, the King James Version, it says that the natural man understand not the things that is of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither does he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. It is your spirit man that connects with God. This is very important. You guys with me? Amen? Basic. I'm gonna pick it up now. Now, please understand that unless you are filled with the Holy Spirit, that your spirit man is dead. Because it is the Spirit of God is the atmosphere that is the life source to your spirit man. Okay? I say again, it is your spirit man that connects with God. You are your spirit man is who you are. What you see here right now with your physical eyes is not who I am. My spirit man is who I am. That's the real you. So you are a spirit with a soul that lives in a body. So you are a spirit being that's having a natural encounter. You are not a natural being having a supernatural encounter. Amen. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 and 4, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Understands that your grand design have already been laid out even before time began. Even before the foundations of this world have been set in its place, your blueprints have been laid out. Where God the Father, the Son, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit came together and said, listen, this is what Martin will look like. This is the gifts that I'm going to impart to him. This is what I've called him for. This is his destiny. And this is what he will walk in. But you cannot walk in that grand design if not filled by the Holy Spirit. Because your natural man will miss it. But your spirit man, the part that connects with God, can remember what the grand design is. Pull it back from eternity into time so that you can walk in it. But you will need a guide. And that is the Holy Spirit. You can either choose the map or you can choose the guide. So you can either choose to live according to the flesh or according to the Spirit. It is like someone that will travel and he would say that, listen, I'm kind of confident. I have traveled before, so I'm confident that I will find my way. And someone asks you, okay, you have a choice. You're going to an unknown place. Do you want to take a guide that knows the place inside out, or are you going to put your trust in the map? And the person will say, no, I'm going to take the map because I'm confident I have done this many times before. And so you start off with your journey, and the sky is clear, the sun is shining, and everything is beautiful, and it's going according to plan. And then all of a sudden, it's dark, and it's raining, and you're in the middle of the wood, and you don't know where the heck you are. You don't know where's north, east, south, or west. You're panicking, you're getting all worried, stressed out, and anxious, not knowing where to go. And then suddenly you hear a knock on the window, and it's your guide. And he says, hey, I needed you all along. You can choose to live according to the map, your flesh, or you can choose to live according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Listen, this is a message that is not preached that often. You will not find message on how to be led by the Spirit. You will hear messages on the gifts of the Spirit, the anointing, all very important, but you will not get messages on how do I place myself in a situation or become of a state of being that I can be led by the Spirit of God. why is it important that I should be led by the Spirit of God? Understand that when you get born again and receive the Holy Spirit, that you receive God's ability. Meaning that you reach the same power, the might and the strength that is within Him. The moment that you get baptized in the Holy Spirit means that you now walk and talk and act like Him. It is as if God Himself is walking and talking and speaking when you are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 and verse 12, and this is John speaking, and he says that I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear, and he will baptize you in the Holy Ghost and with fire. It is two distinct things. The Holy Spirit and the fire is not the same thing. But you need both to fulfill the Great Commission. Listen, when the disciples gathered at the mountain, before Jesus ascended into heaven, He left the disciples with two things. He left them with a great command, and He left them with a great commission. Now, we all know the Great Commission, but many miss the great command. So what is the great command? It is where He said to the disciples, listen, go into the city of Jerusalem. Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Meaning until you receive the gift that you have heard me speak of that my Father will send. This power means dynamite power. It means explosive power. It means God-like power. It means that you carry on the inside of you demon-torturing power. That you carry on the inside of you demon exploding power. I'm telling you that the enemy is afraid of you. That when you wake up in the morning, that your presence sends fear down the spine of your enemy. You are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. The problem is many doubt this fact. You can be a Christian, still be led by a carnal state. And you will live a life of condemnation. I'm standing before you in this night as living proof of this. My mother was a pastor. I grew up in a Christian home. But I was never led by the Spirit of God. Although God always protected me, He always looked after me, because He will always look after the promise. His word says that my word will never return to me null and void. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 55, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, saith God, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Understand that when God formed you, there we go, almost made a mistake. I don't make many mistakes. I only made one mistake, and that's when I thought I made a mistake. Listen, it shall not return to me null and void. When God designed you and filled you with His Spirit, you got filled with His Word, with His truth, and with His power. Meaning that you cannot fail. Don't think that because you have missed opportunities in life that you have failed. That does not mean that you have failed. You have merely stumbled. But the Bible says in Psalms chapter 37, verse 23 and 20, 22 and 23, and it says that, listen, the steps of a good man, 23 and 24, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delight in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. You are spirit led. You cannot fail. You need to understand that you have been spoken into existence by the word of God. That you are a manifestation of the spoken word of God. And that you will not return to him null and void. But that everywhere where you go, you shall prosper. I'm enjoying myself tonight. A natural man will always live a life of condemnation. I say again, my mother was a pastor. I grew up in a Christian home. But condemnation is what I grew up with. Unfortunately, the doctrine was a bit skewed. They preached that, listen, you have to live a 100% sinless life. So I grew up with that. Every time I would curse or do something wrong, that, listen, God has got it in for me and that I'm going to go to hell. I always loved God very much. All my life, I always loved Him. He's always been there for me. But I always believed that, listen, He'd forgotten about me because of all my mistakes. Come on now. Condemnation, listen, many people have testified how God have set them free from drugs and alcohol abuse. And I'm not saying that this is not bad or not easy to deal with. It's not. It's difficult to deal with those things. But God can set you free in an instance. That I also believe. But there's nothing that quite kills like condemnation. Why? Because it affects your mind and it affects your thoughts. And what you see, you will become. So I grew up with that condemnation until one faithful night God had an appointment with me. And I stepped into my father, Prophet Leon's house. And I smelled sacrifice. And I knew that, listen, in this house I could smell that, listen, yes, prayer, yes, fasting. The word is alive in this place. I stepped in and I could tangibly, I'm speaking about me now, at that time, a worldly Christian, insensitive to the Holy Spirit. Don't come to with your church stuff to me kind of attitude. Stepped into this man's house in a carnal, fleshly state, but I could feel something is different here. And my heart changed as a baptism of fire took place. Why did this happen? Because I stepped into a house where a man was led by the Spirit of God. Where a man was standing in full agreement, harmony and unity with the Spirit of the true living God. And that could manifest kingdom power. Where it was no longer just mere words, but what he preached he could release. As he released the word of God over me that night, the power and the fire and the anointing, the glory of God came upon me in a way that I have never thought that this is possible. And I realized, wait a minute, listen, this thing is real. Because in my mind it was like, Christ is there in heaven somewhere far off and I'm here and I have to fend for myself. But at that moment, it became very real as I felt the Spirit of God come upon me and envelope me, speaking into my ear, saying that I love you, that I have not forgotten about you, that I will not leave you nor forsake you, that I am raising you up in this night, and that I will restore you. Listen, you cannot convince me otherwise of this thing. Doubts have left me long ago. I love him so much. Condemnation is not of God. Romans chapter 8 verse 1 NIV version. And it says, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus the law of the Spirit that gives life have set you free from the law of sin and death. We're speaking about two laws here. Listen, this is what I love most about the Holy Spirit. It is His law to pour out life. It just happens. If the Holy Spirit steps into a place, that place is soaked with life, meaning with liberation, meaning with healing, meaning with deliverance. It is no way. Listen, it does not make sense that you can go into a service where the presence of God is actively present, where the Holy Spirit is busy moving and touching people, and you leave the same way and your story does not change. It's not possible. It does not make sense. I love it when He steps in. It is just full of life. It is His law. The Bible says in John chapter 6 verse 63 that the Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. It is His law just to pour out life. Where He goes, those around Him change, and they receive healing, and they receive deliverance. Everything is renewed, but you are filled with the Holy Spirit, meaning that where you now go, there is deliverance. Meaning what atmosphere you now step in, there is healing. Meaning where you move, there is restoration. Meaning where you go, the atmosphere around you is subject to you. It is the law of the Spirit to give life, but you are filled with Him. May I change your mind tonight. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of a sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so He condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the law but according to the Spirit. There's two ways that you can obtain righteousness. Speaking about two laws. Amen. You can obtain righteousness through grace, or you can obtain righteousness through the law. What is the law? It is set out rules that if you follow all of these rules, this is what the people had to do in the Old Testament. That if you follow all of these rules means that you are then righteous. And they had to do this like once a month, bring a sin offering. Or you can obtain righteousness by grace. But this revelation can only come by the leading of the Holy Spirit. You see, the problem is many do not have salvation of their, or have do not have revelation of their salvation. And that is why you keep on falling back into condemnation. That is why you keep on falling back into sin. I am not preaching an extreme grace message tonight. You will go and sin irrespective of what I'm saying. But if you can grasp this thing tonight, you will not want to go and sin. Knowing that you carry the Spirit of God on the inside of you. That you are divinely led. It is of the utmost importance. Why is this? I said that God left the disciples with two commandments and a commission. The commandment was go and wait until you are endued with power from on high. Until you are baptized in My Spirit. Acts chapter 4 verse 31, King James Version says, and when they had prayed, please do not drop the piano. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were gathered and assembled together. This is not a spiritual shaking. This is a physical shaking. Can you imagine that? When they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were what? Filled with the Holy Ghost. And then they left and spoke the word of God with boldness. It is here, listen, when you get baptized in the Spirit, that He will lead you into all truth. It is here that He will reveal the word of God unto you, so that what you hear Him say, you can then go and speak boldly. You have to fulfill the former before you can fulfill the latter. And then they could go out and fulfill the Great Commission, Mark chapter 16 from verse 15. And it says, and He said to them, and this is Jesus speaking, and He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In My name they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. Listen, this is what is known as the activities of the kingdom of heaven. You cannot be a partaker of these activities if you are not Holy Spirit filled and if you are not Holy Spirit led. Because if you are not Holy Spirit filled, you do not have God's ability. The demons will not listen. They will not know you. Paul, we know. Jesus, we know. But who are you? It is by the Spirit of God that you will build up a reputation in the Spirit. That you will become known. That you will be effective. because you will carry God ability on the inside of you. You have to be spirit led. They could only go out and speak the word of God boldly after they were filled with the Holy Spirit. I can ask anyone, I think David will be able to do it now because he's been in this now, give you the mic and say preach and you'll be able to do it. Not many will be able to do it. Can you go out and preach the word of God with boldness? Listen, why is this important? The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you go to someone that have never heard the gospel, that is not saved, you better be sure that you can speak the word of God boldly, and you better be sure that you can manifest kingdom power. I'm not just gonna confess salvation if you preach the word of God to me. What brings the difference is when you're filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, I'm loving this. I think I'm gonna do this every time. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, NIV, and it says that, listen, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for training, for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Meaning that it is inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. All scripture is inspired by the Spirit of God. So if you, a born-again believer, raised up in a local church, have been taught and trained how to preach the gospel, like at ECC, and how to demonstrate kingdom power. What happens when I now go to an unbeliever? Now when I speak the word of God that is Holy Spirit inspired, soaked and filled, do you think that that breath that comes out of your mouth is breath? It's the Holy Spirit's. So now when you release the word of God and it enters the heart of the person standing in front of you, it causes a change of heart and a baptism of holy fire, because now it's released out of relationship. Now it's released by the Spirit of the true living God. You cannot change the world if not led by the Spirit of the true living God. Go back for me to Romans 8. Time flies and I'm only starting. Romans 8. Go on. Do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the Spirit, you can go on. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live according to the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. A mind governed by the flesh is death, but a mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. A mind governed by the flesh is hostile towards God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who live in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. Who's sitting here in this night can say that, listen, I want to please God. I want to find favor in His eyes. It is only when you live a Holy Spirit-led life, where you no longer have your mind set on the things of this world, but you have your mind set on the things of the Spirit, where you spend time in the Word of God, studying, praying, fasting, and all that you seek day in and out is Him. It is here that you will step into harmony, unity, and in agreement with the true living God. I have preached this morning, being in agreement with God is the highest level of prayer. Because now you're speaking out of relationship, and everything that you now say causes change according to the way that God has ordained it in heaven. That power is carried by the Holy Spirit. You are ever or not in the realm of the flesh, but you are in the realm of the Spirit, ECC. if indeed the Spirit of God dwells within you. But if Christ is not in you, then you do not belong to God. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of testimony. Listen, how many times have you heard people say that? Something inside of me just told me not to do it. Have you heard that before? It's just something inside of me told me not to go into business with this person. Something inside of me just told me not to buy this car. Something inside of me told me just not to trust this person. What do you think that is? It is the inner witness. It is called the Holy Spirit that is guiding you. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Can you imagine that? He's the one that's coming before the Father saying that, listen, Father, this is your son. This is your daughter. They carry the evidence, they carry the mark, which is the anointing. They are filled with me. I testify that they do belong to you. I testify that they do trust in you. I testify that they are yours. He is the Spirit of testimony. You have to be led by Him. And the Bible goes on, this is also in Romans, I'm not going to go through it verse by verse, but it goes on and it says that, so if we are children, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in His suffering, that we may also share in His glory. Paul is saying that I consider that our present suffering is not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us. For creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. There's a world out there that is caught up in bondage and in sin, that is heartbroken and that needs a touch from God. And they are waiting for those that can rise up and say that, listen, use me. I am willing to go out and to bring forth a change. I want to ask you in this night, are you the one? Are you the one, or should they wait for another? Are you the one that will rise up and say, God, use me. Send me. Speak through me. I am unashamed. I don't care what this world say or thinks, but I will go and I will bring forth deliverance. I will manifest your kingdom power. I will not back down. I will not back off, but I will stand strong in your spirits and lead me on, for I trust in you. I want to ask you tonight, ECC, are you the one? Are you the one? Or should they wait for another? Amen. Listen, I have to end off. I can really go into this thing. Holy Spirit led. There's no other way that you're going to succeed and be effective in the Spirit if you are not filled with the Holy Spirit of God. There's no way. It is by Him that you will cause life to come forth. I want you to go tonight with the understanding and mindset, knowing that, listen, I am filled with the Holy Spirit. Who's sitting here tonight believe that they are anointed? That's good. That's good. How do you know that you are anointed? I like that. See, that's boldness. I like it. Because the Holy Spirit is testifying on the inside of me that I am anointed. Do not doubt your salvation. If you can stand here tonight and say that, listen, I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of the true living God, then it means that you are saved. And then it means that you are anointed. Because you will not be able to say these words without the Holy Spirit. Because He is the Spirit of testimony. Amen. Last scripture for tonight. 1 John chapter 4 verse 15. And it says, whosoever shall confess. Listen to this. Stand with me. Say, I confess, but mean it. Don't say it if you don't mean it. That Jesus Christ is the Son of the true living God. Now look at this. 1 John chapter 4 verse 15. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and him in God. Go on for me. Doesn't stop here. Listen, it gets better. I love this. Go verse 16 for me. For, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And they that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. Go on for me. Check now, check this. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. You are kings, you are lords, and you are gods. Do not doubt what you carry. Do not doubt what it is that you can accomplish. For you can call from the four corners of this earth, O breath of life, to come in and to bring favor and to bring prosperity and to bring deliverance. You carry it on the inside of you to prophesy onto the air and to call things that are not as if they are.
Thank you for joining us on Encounter. For more information, log on to www.encounterchurch.co.za or simply give us a call on Pretoria 012-753-9091. For more resources and updates, simply follow us on social media on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. We'll see you next time on Encounter.